How would I describe that? You know what I decided to do? I hope it'll go down well with you. I decided to give you one of those meditations I'm writing in a new book of mine, one of those reflections. I'll read it to you slowly, and you meditate on it as we go along, because I've got it put down rather pithily there, and I could get that done in 3 or 4 minutes. Otherwise, it would take me half an hour. Let's try it out, shall we? Okay. It's a comment on a gospel sentence. And the sentence is, most of these reflections I've written in this book deal with gospel reflections. I was just thinking this morning of another nice reflection. This one comes from Plato, by the way. One cannot make a slave of a free person. For a free person is free even in prison. Or rather, one cannot make a slave of a wise person. Does that ring a bell? If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2. You think you've made a slave out of me, putting a load on my back? You haven't. Exactly what I was talking about all of these days. You're trying to change exterior reality. My dear, if you need to be out of prison in order to be free, you are a prisoner indeed. Freedom is not in exterior circumstances. Freedom resides in the heart. And when you have attained wisdom, who can enslave you? And you're out of prison and enslaved by your addictions and your attachments and your conditionings and your negative emotions. You call yourself free? Aha, there it is. Now listen to this gospel sentence. He sent the people away. After doing that, he went up to the mountain to pray alone. It grew late, and he was there all by himself. That's what love is all about. Has it ever occurred to you that you can only love when you are alone? What does it mean to love? It means to see a person, a thing, a situation as it really is and not as you imagine it to be. And to give it the response that it deserves, you can hardly be said to love what you do not even see. And what prevents us from seeing? Our conditioning, our concepts, our categories, our prejudices, our projections, the labels that we have drawn from our culture and from our past experiences. Seeing is the most arduous thing that a human being can undertake, for it calls for a disciplined, alert mind. Remember what I said to you this morning? Am I really seeing this person, or am I coming from my conditioning or from my prejudiced view? It calls for an alert mind. But most people would much rather lapse into mental laziness than take the trouble to see each person, each thing in present moment freshness. Let's stop there now and ask, is that clear or isn't it? To see, that's the least we could demand of love. See me, as someone said once, I'll always remember the false image that I had of you. I will always love the false image that I had of you. Am I loving the image or am I loving this person? Am I projecting something from the past onto this person? Very well. To drop your conditioning in order to see is arduous enough. But seeing calls for something that is more painful still. The dropping of the control which society exercises over you. A control whose tentacles have penetrated to the very roots of your being.